me with your car. Go on and hit me with your car. Hit me with your car and drive away.
Dearest listener, it's time for another installment of Are You Into Bus Stuff, the only comedy podcast about dying in traffic.
Do you want a sticker? Send us an email, or go to roadway.report and go to the merch store. You can get t-shirts that say an army of gooners will take back the streets in the dead of night, or bikes don't kill people, or whatever you want. We'll make whatever shirt you want, really, listener. We are a multifaceted media organization, dead set on conquering the roadway fatality cultural space.
It's been about 4 minutes. Ben said he'd be back in 3.
I'm also going to be releasing some other content through other channels in the coming days and months and weeks, so look out for that at Lucas's little library on Substack if you're interested, as well as
Gabagool. It's the podcast. Welcome to Are You Into Bus Stuff? It's the only comedy podcast about dying in traffic. I'm Ben Carnero. I'm your host. This is Lucas Riley. He's our GIMP.
Some graphics and welcome. Things like that. I think I'm going to start
welcome,
doing
baby,
that
welcome.
Again.
Goonerinos and nice Goonerinas. It is a podcast, and we are here to pod blast you right in the boy pussy. My name is Ben Carnero, and this is a comedy podcast about dying in traffic.
Definitely happy to help.
I think Lucas is like getting a glass of water.
At this point, I'm podcasting alone, which is a very unique feeling.
Goonerinos.
I wonder if Ben is real.
I've been
sometimes
having trouble lately. The feds
He's
have been breaking
friend,
into my house and breaking
and
into my brain. Man.
Sometimes I wonder if it's like a figment
and
of my imagination.
I can't help but think what it would be like
that,
to live in a free country.
This podcast that somehow gets produced and edited
like
and put out there is maybe like a psyop by the government. And Ben is just an AI chatbot
Gooners,
used to echo back my
do you wanna be free?
Absurd beliefs
do you
about
back the
our
do you
violent
take back the American
transportation
for
infrastructure.
The
so
well, it's not
if you are real, if this
itself.
Is real,
damn it.
Shoot us a message. You can reach me
Gooners,
at lucas@roadway.report.
Do you want to be free?
Let me know if Ben is real. Let me know if you're real. And give me a hug or something.
Sorry, I didn't realize that you were... Mic check. Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Sorry, yeah, I was like riffing, and I think you were also riffing. I'm live.
I've been live for ages. I've been riffing my little heart out.
Okay, good. I was doing like an Alex Jones.
I don't know if anything I did was good, but I was being weird.
That's good. No, we like that. Mm-hmm. The sickos like that.
I'm gonna get you. If you got on the street, I'm gonna get you.
Gooners, Gooner Nation, welcome to Are You Into Bus Stuff? It's the only comedy podcast about dying in traffic. I'm Ben Carnero. I'm Gooner McGoober, host of Gooner Wars. And this is Gooner Riley. He's the GIMP.
I'm Jamie or something. I don't know. I don't know what I am.
You're the GIMP. You're the podcast GIMP.
I'm the Are You Into Bus Stuff GIMParoo. I'm Gertie Gimpy.
Lucas the GIMParoo. And Big Daddy Ben Carnero.
Big Daddy Ben Carnero and your auntie Lucas Riley, I feel like, is sort of like a good middle ground that doesn't lean too far into the incomprehensible Gooner Army line of thinking.
No. Everything is sex. You know what I mean?
Everything is sex. But is gooning sex? I don't think it is.
Yes, of course it's sex.
It's sexual.
It involves the penis.
So does peeing. So, and I don't have sex with any Europeans.
Oh, goodness. No, traffic deaths. I wanted to
We
talk.
Made it another week. You made it another week, listener. You
I wanted to
went
talk
out
about
and braved
traffic
the
deaths.
Streets. What'd you say?
I wanted to talk about traffic deaths. And
oh,
just,
yeah. I mean, that's
so,
what
I mean,
we're here
last,
to do.
Last week, we talked a lot about the R word. and it just got me thinking about like language's capacity to dehumanize and to like other
and how...
It's one of language's, like, oldest tricks.
But I was just thinking a lot about how it's, like, a necessary part of the, like, process of genocide is to like, use othering language. I don't know, man. Someone got hit by a car the other day in Austin, and they were just going straight in the bike lane, and someone turned through it and, like, hit them. And all the comments were like, fuck that cyclist. And I just can't help but wonder, like, how have we all been so, you know, duped, I guess, like, as a culture? What is the rhetoric that enables us to think this way? I don't know. I don't think
the rhetoric enables us to think this way. I think that violence is in human nature. And I think that rhetoric and language are channels by which these human impulses are funneled. And our society has always been stratified. And I mean, every society is stratified. And language is used to direct that human anger. Like, if that person is not going to say fuck a cyclist, they are going to hit their wife. You know what I mean? Like, it's an outlet, and we have culturally acceptable groups of people that we're allowed to practice violence towards, whether that's institutional violence in the form of infrastructure, or rhetorical violence in the form of language, or physical violence in the form of bodily harm. There are groups of people that are rendered less valuable, and that is particularly a function of rhetoric, for sure. But I think that it is human nature. I think violence is human nature.
No, I don't know. I mean, we really don't belong out there. Like, the gripe that, like, we're in the way is sort of true, and it's, like, it's true in some context. It's not super true in an urban context where cars are in the way. But I'm sure in I don't know, man. It's like, I think it's stupid that we have to share the road. I think it's patently a bad idea. Like, on its face, it's just fucking stupid to say, like, hey, you should have to bike in the street. Like, if you want to be able to ride a bike, you have to bike in the street. Like, it's...
Yeah, if you want to live in an apartment, you have to live with a lion in your apartment.
It's so intrinsically hostile as a regulatory framework to riding a bike. It prevents almost 100% of people from riding a bike, at least where I'm from.
Yeah, I mean, in most cities, yeah, in most U.S. cities, the number of people who, and most of the statistics are on, like, commuting, right, getting to work, and, I mean, it's less than 1% people bike in most U.S. cities.
Basically every city except for Portland, Oregon, and Davis, California.
Yeah.
Nowhere else has, like, even a 5% bike share.
Yeah, I mean, not even, like, New York City, right?
Right, no, New York, it's super low. More people ride,
I definitely wouldn't ride my bike through New York. I'd get on the fucking subway.
Yeah.
New York, I'd get on the bus. Like, that's a scary place.
50% subby. There's something like 30% car. And then the rest is, like, motorcycle, moped, walk. Walk is big. Mm-hmm. Bicycle's only like 5%, I think. Where you compare that to like Paris, where at this point it's something like 20%, and Amsterdam it's something like 60%, or like 55%, and then the rest is walking, driving, and transit. Austin's split sucks. It's like 92% cars, 5% transit, 2% walking, 0.5% biking. Maybe like 5% motorcycles.
The sentiment of the data is clear and consistent, and it tells a story of divestment from historic modes of building, historic modes of being in community. I think that all of these things are tied up with our loss of community and our loss of third spaces, and our submission to the big box retailer and the delivery to your door retailers that can provide the gooner with everything that she needs without leaving the house. They do not want you to leave the house
And if you leave the house, they want you to leave in your car to drive to a location where you can be surveilled easily to purchase things that are all in one location. If we could get radical with our rezoning and be able to build local economies whereby we could provide for a good deal of the needs of our communities directly with our own hands and with our own labor, that would be, I think, the greatest resistance to the powers that be that not only build a infrastructure network of transportation that is abhorrent and evil, but also all of these other things that are making us sick and destroying our communities.
No, I'm looking up. I was looking up some recent traffic deaths, and the first article is says 15-year-old girl riding bicycle dies in Cumberland County crash, police say. So. Okay, no one killed her, right? She just died. It says Southampton Township, a 15-year-old bicyclist was killed after a crash in Cumberland County, according to Pennsylvania State Police. It happened at the intersection of Baltimore and Cleversburg. The girl was riding a bicycle when she went through a stop sign without stopping and was hit by a Ford Escape that was unable to stop in time. The SUV driver was not injured. That's another one.
Unable to stop in time. Get into this conversation on this podcast a lot about,
I don't know,
like,
man.
Who is to blame. Like,
well, I don't know, man. If you're doing the, like, implied speed of the road, right, and someone like flew out from a blind corner in front of you and you couldn't stop, I don't know.
They came out of nowhere.
That's the thing, is like, this system kills people despite almost everybody like doing their best. Like, most people aren't trying to kill anybody. Right, like this design sucks.
And that's
if you pull up the intersection, it's a lot of pavement for a intersection of two lane roads.
And wouldn't we rather have a world where a child can ride their bicycle in their neighborhood?
Yeah, there's also no fucking sidewalk. That's another factor here.
Yep.
There's no sidewalk.
And this young person is trying to enjoy their life and get around in a way that they can. And they were sacrificed by our violent decisions in planning. And then
sacrificed by the fascist pig government.
Basically. And then when the fascist pig government sacrifices this person, they don't want us to know that they're okay with it. And so we use this pacifying language to let ourselves off the hook. And we do this time and time again, even though thousands of people are dying on our streets every year. Here in Denver, Colorado alone, last year, we lost 93 people.
Here, I got an article from the day before about another child who was killed on a bicycle. Lake Worth Beach, Florida. Woodlands Middle School in Lake Worth held a dedication ceremony to honor Landon Coggin, a student who tragically died in a bicycle crash last January. And what's completely fucked is the language is always the same. Like, there is a media guide for these mega conglomerate local news companies, and they end up writing all of the, it's the same pacifying language over and over and over and over again. To sort of dissipate any kind of responsibility for what happened, whether it be on our budget, our public budget process, or
addressing, you know, direct changes to infrastructure at a very local level, like at the corner where someone died or on the road where someone died.
A lot of it comes down to the fact that we don't fund alternative infrastructure. We only fund one type of infrastructure. God, anyway, gooners. I don't know, gooners. The world is getting me down.
Yeah, it's a tough one out there.
Oh, no. This is so bad. I thought for a second it was going to be an actual scooter killing. In January of last year, Coggins was leaving the middle school, riding his bicycle near Lyons Road, and a crowd of students, he crashed into another bicycle, fell into the road, and was hit by a passing truck. That's a fucking shitty way to go.
Yeah, you slip off your scooter and splat.
All right, well, that happens once a day in America. Shall we find another?
Yeah, I mean, more than once a day. I go back and forth on whether I would want to perish or have to survive through with
you're gonna like this one.
Rutro Racky.
You're gonna like this one. A police chief in northern Colorado hit and injured a teenager after the boy reportedly rode his bike in front of the chief's vehicle. That language, though. A police chief in northern Colorado hit and injured a teenager after the boy reportedly rode his bike in front of the chief's vehicle. That is certainly one way to say that you drove your car at a child. That is one. That's maybe the best way I've ever heard of saying that.
But I'm sorry. We don't know the facts. The boy may have driven his bike in front of the car in an attempt to frame the police chief.
He rode his bike into my car. I did not hit him with my car. He rode his bike into my car.
Could you please scrape him off the front of my car?
Could you scrape him? I am growing weary from all this talk of traffic. Okay. According to State Patrol, the 15-year-old was riding his bike on a trail in the park. Oh, no. According to State Patrol, the 15-year-old was riding his bike Sunday afternoon on a trail in Josephine Jones Park, which runs adjacent to West 26th Street, where Greeley Police Chief Adam Turk was driving in an unmarked cruiser. The teen reportedly crossed out of the park into traffic. The bicycle traveled across the eastbound lane and into the westbound lane of 26th Street, failing to yield to traffic when the unmarked police patrol vehicle collided with the right side of the vehicle. State patrols said in a news release Tuesday afternoon. Greeley Police Department said Turk immediately pulled over and called for paramedics, then provided first aid to the boy until medical responders arrived. The teen has since been released from the hospital. The chief was not cited.
The chief was not cited or even reviewed for...
Should we look at this one? Let's look at the intersection.
Yeah, where is it? It's in Greeley?
West 26th Street, Greeley, Colorado. It's where it meets the trail.
I've been to Greeley a couple of times. Shout out my UNC homies. There's a good musical theater program there.
What is good musical theater? JK.
You backed off that one real quick.
Basketball. Basketball.
She likes basketball. I like basketball and I like her.
It's Josephine Jones Park? What's the, yeah, okay. Which runs adjacent to 26th Street. The teen crossed out of the park into the westbound, from the eastbound to the westbound lane of 26th Street. Eastbound to the, yep. So I think I found it. It's near Kaliska's Field. Do you see that?
I'm by Far Park on 26th Street. What is the intersection 26th and what?
26th and 53rd.
Oh, I'm way out. I found it. Yep, I found it.
Can you see the sidewalk? I don't know.
I'm looking at Roadway Report.
Oh, I mean, no one's died here, right?
Somebody died on 26th Street and 57th Avenue on July 7th, 2001.
Are you looking at death map or injury map?
I'm looking at death map.
Yeah, I mean, we can just check injury map.
Somebody was hit. Somebody collided their motorcycle with a... Their Kawasaki two-wheel motorcycle with a Plymouth minivan, and the motorcycle operator perished.
Where is Greeley? Okay, I think I found Greeley. Where is, what part of the city is this in? Like north, south, east, or west?
It's just north of US 34 on the western side of the city. Hills Golf Course
bang.
Might be a good...
I don't have any injuries in this area. And now I got that one, yeah, that one death up the road.
And then, of course, some fatalities along US 34.
Naturally.
But yeah, like, if you want to leave Greeley, you have to get on US 34. And your chances of dying on that road are quite high, given the population density. I don't know if we talk about this enough, about our rural and exurban communities that... You know, you're definitely going to have to leave the town, and the only way to leave is on the most dangerous road.
That's okay. Honestly, it's not me who dies. It's like you hit a poor, and then you're good.
You're a poor.
You hit a poor. I know. I'm the one who has to. I'm the one who gets hit.
Thank God.
One of these days, man. One of these days.
When they get me, when the government suicides me, gooners, I want you to take my body and burn it. I want you to burn it on the steps of the Capitol. I want them to have to smell my teeth and my hair and my flesh, my rancid flesh.
There are a surprising number of deaths along 11th Avenue, which runs right next to the University of Northern Colorado. So I guess those musical theater students are singing out in the streets and getting plowed down from time to time.
Oh, I was getting plowed down in college, if you know what I mean.
You got plowed down not at all in college.
Waiter, I'll take the check.
Waiter, I think I need to go.
Waiter, I'll take the check, please.
Greeley is a place where most of the roadway deaths are not on the freeway.
So, like, is the cop at fault? You're driving down the fucking street, and a little boy drives out in front of you, and you kill him with your car. Is it your fault? I mean, like, sorta. You're supposed to fucking slow down. Like, you're supposed to drive at a speed where you don't kill anybody. But apparently, it's not possible to do that with the way that things exist. So what do we do about that? There has to be a better solution than it's your fault if you kill a child with your car. Because it's clearly not. It happens every day. And most people are just trying to get to work. You can even be the guy who's supposed to enforce the law and who's supposed to, like, be the best citizen and still, like, kill an innocent child with your car.
And who, in this case, immediately rendered aid to the child, right? You know, like, you can be a good person. This is something that comes up in this conversation that I have with people often is, you know, they ask me, how is the death map going to help? How is this work going to help? Is it going to change people? Are you going to lobby the government to pass laws to, you know, make cars safer or... And it's just, it's shocking to me the arena in which we get to have these conversations is always a losing battle. It's difficult to know how this will help, but it's not about advocating for minor improvements to certain areas, because some roadway deaths are violent attacks, right? You can kill someone with your car intentionally with, you know, targeted violence. But most roadway deaths, most of the pins on the map are accidents. And if we simply pass legislation to diminish the number of accidents and to mitigate the severity of those accidents, like, there's no real change to the fundamental issue of the fact that poor people get killed by cars at a disproportionate rate. There has to be some sort of overhaul of the system. For me, it's about changing people's hearts. It's about moving the needle culturally, so that people decide together and go out in the streets and hold hands and take back our world from the machines.
So true. So true.
I'm going to Greeley. I'm going to ride my bike through the park. I'm just a kid.
Like, I don't know how to, I want to find more examples of the, like, sort of blameless language. Because it's just, it's really ubiquitous. It's just so similar from article to article, right? And these are purportedly independent news stations. Your news now with a local flair. Atlanta to you. A 13-year-old girl was flown to an Atlanta hospital Friday after being struck by a vehicle while riding her bicycle. According to Georgia DPS, the girl was riding her bicycle shortly after 6 p.m. on North Gordon Avenue when she was struck. She was attempting to cross North Gordon when she failed to yield to an oncoming vehicle traveling south. The front of the vehicle hit the left side of the bicycle. Doesn't even say if the person stayed. WALB spoke briefly with the child's aunt, Samantha Johnson, who said her niece is highly autistic and that this incident was very tragic.
Yeah, bummer.
That's a zinger. Oh my God. Holy shit. This is the world that we've created. It's like, oh, I wasn't keeping an eye on my severely autistic child for fucking 6 seconds. And now she's being airlifted to the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's...
We here at Roadway Report are severely autistic, and we want to build a world...
For everybody.
...that is livable in.
For absolutely everybody. We shouldn't have to constantly mind society's most vulnerable so that they don't get murdered by a system that is inherently chugging along at the cost of workers across the world and the people actually getting in front of it, right? And facing it, whether that's just by being a kid riding a bike or an adult who's trying to stand up for something and stand up against it. It's a deeply violent system, and, you know, roadway fatalities are not the only type of death in our society that are diminished and that we clearly don't care to do anything about. Because we prefer the comfort and we prefer to simp for these men, apparently, that want to control the world. I don't get it. I've never gotten it. I've always felt a great dissonance living here.
Just simp harder, King. The condition of the 13-year-old is unknown at this time. So that's another child killed this week in a car crash. A cyclist was hit. The bike didn't have lights. None of these... It never says, like, fat piece of shit murders child, right? It's always cyclist dies in collision.
Right, it's passive.
No one did it. It just happened. It's never fucking gay... fat gay... kills child. It's... my beautiful autistic son.
Or even...
What have you done
even,
to my autistic son?
Driver fails to control motor vehicle, kills child. Like, that's better.
Fatty kills child. That's like, post the headline. We're going to start publishing... we're just going to start publishing articles that are copies of local news articles, but the headline just says fatty kills child. Instead of
Fatty murders autistic child. Fatty murders my autistic son. My son.
What sucks is all these are like fresh. Like all of these people we're talking about, their child died this week. It would be really grotesque if they were to listen to this podcast.
I love comedy.
Hey, we're riffing. We're riffing.
We're riffing. You started with like
I got one.
The language of genocide oppresses us all, and then you've gotten to the point of children are dying right now, and oh man, it's funny.
Templeteen dies after bicycle crash. Adrian Banks was killed and his 10-year-old sister Aubrey was seriously injured when they were struck by a vehicle while riding their bikes home. Temple, Texas.
Almost a two-for-one.
A Temple family is mourning the loss of their 16-year-old son while praying for their 10-year-old daughter's recovery after both children were struck by a vehicle while riding their bicycles home from a park. Adrian Banks died from his injuries following the crash in the 8800 block of Tarver Drive. His younger sister, Aubrey, survived with serious injuries and is now hospitalized, learning to walk again. It was just like a nightmare, said Andrew Banks, the children's father. Like, this was really happening. Temple Police Department officers were dispatched around 7:42 Monday to reports of a traffic accident involving a vehicle and two bicyclists. According to police, the vehicle was traveling down the roadway when it struck both children in the middle of the street. The driver... No shit! The driver remained at the scene. I'm sorry, I can't keep doing the voice.
Yeah, I mean, bullets were traveling through the air in the 400 block of Madison Avenue and collided with the children, killing one and maiming the other.
He saw Adrian laying on the ground. Aubrey remains hospitalized.
So ugly idiot kills one, ruins another life forever, tears family apart.
This is horrible.
But, I mean, to your point earlier, it's not the fat idiot's fault, is it?
Yes, I think so.
You just said
that
it wasn't.
Don't kill someone. But, I mean, okay, here's the thing. Is if everybody's doing their best and a certain number of people are going to die because we have too much momentum as a society. We have too much mass and velocity as a group at all times. It's disproportionate to the amount that is required in order to safely transport everybody with, like, rail and scooters.
Right. So the only practicable solution is for everyone to choose not to drive. That's the only practicable moral solution.
It is a moral choice. It's time to stop pretending it's not a moral choice to be a big fatty and drive your shitty car, or to, like, nut the fuck up and leave the fucking house, you dumb asshole. Jesus Christ. It is a choice. Stop being a little bitch. Anyway, you could kill someone's child. You could ruin someone's, like, life.
And you could
end it.
I mean, that would ruin my life if I killed someone's kid. That would...
I'd be chilling.
I don't know. I don't think I would do well.
I'd be chilling, grilling, living like a villain, you know? Once you do your first kill, the rest are much easier, they say.
Yikes.
No, I don't think everybody who kills someone with their car is a bad person. Let's be real. Tony Hawk?
Did Tony Hawk kill someone with his car?
I mean, not that the public knows about.
That's true.
But he has a good lawyer.
Mm-hmm. I hope so. He's probably got an army of lawyers. Skateboarding lawyers.
Literally, all I did was Google bicycle crash, go to the news tab, and it's just like every single day a child has been killed by a car. A child on a bicycle has been killed by a car.
And we know this from running the death map. Like...
Congress Township. This headline's so fucked. Teen killed. Ashland driver uninjured in truck bicycle crash. Can't we just... What's so hard about saying Ashland driver kills... Truck driver kills teen. Someone had to do it.
And to use the power of language and media, truck driver kills teen. Is intersection unsafe? What can we do to fix it? That would be more helpful than... tragic accident, cyclist dies.
But it's like, just think, I can't find a single headline where the subject is the driver and the object is the cyclist. Okay, bicyclist killed in crash. Cyclist dead after crash. Cyclist hospitalized after car crashes into bike. Okay, at least that one has like a full sentence that says it. Pollock, who led Service Learning Institute, dies in bicycle crash. Aspen resident dies from bicycle crash, right? It's never driver kills cyclist. Crash kills two teens. That's a little better. One killed, another injured in bicycle crash. Man dies after bike crash. Bicyclist killed in crash. I still haven't seen one, not a single one. Cyclist identified in fatal crash. Sartell bicycle crash. 12-year-old boy removed from life support. At least
Yikes.
That one's different. Driver cited in vehicle versus bicycle crash. Okay. Oh, okay.
It's the fight of the year.
Victim of fatal crash ID'd as Yi Zhang. Woman dies in bicycle crash. Bro, it's one after another. Patrol investigating deadly bicycle crash. Woman killed in bicycle crash. Devoted mother struck and killed. Vehicle bicycle crash. Dude, this is so fucked up. Cyclist injured following vehicle versus bicycle accident. Major injury. Vehicle versus bicycle. Bicyclist injured in crash. Like, I'm on to something here. This is like 100% of all media.
Yeah, I mean, there's similar language. I searched police shooting, and I clicked to the news tab. A Chicago police officer inadvertently fired a taser a year before fatally shooting his partner. Suspect shot by police after reported stabbing. Police shoot, kill man. Okay, this one's framed in the other direction. Police shoot, kill man following domestic dispute. One man dead after exchanging gunfire with police.
Goonfire.
Man found dead after Northwest Oklahoma City police shooting incident.
Oh, there was an incident. Uh-oh. There was an incident. We found this person dead. I don't know what happened.
Our society is built to forgive the murderer. The English language is probably built for that purpose.
Oh, here we go. Pulling a random one. Mercer Borough teen dies of injuries following bicycle crash. I want to stress something. Whenever some fucking idiot says that, like, bikes need to stop at stop signs, or I see bikes running red lights and doing all sorts of stupid shit, I want to draw attention to the fact that 100% of all pedestrian injuries and deaths are caused by cars. 100% of all bicycle injuries and deaths are caused by cars. Like, from a practical perspective, like, yes, it's possible to be hit by a bicycle, and yes, it's possible to like crash your bike and die. It's very rare for a normal person to do that. Like, it's actually very, very, very rare. And for all practical purposes, you are not going to die unless you are hit by a car. And so I just, when we use language like person dies in bicycle crash, a bicycle crash is when you crash into something on your bicycle. Call it what it is. Fatty murders child. Like, Fatty grinds a soft little child into the pavement with a 4,000 pound, like, Toyota Prius. Child sausage created on Mercer Street. Prius unharmed. It's like, Mercer Borough teen dies of injuries following bicycle crash. Kyle Heights, 19, was riding his bicycle in the area of Greenville Avenue and Penn Avenue. Heights was reportedly wearing dark-colored clothing. So just rape him. It's like, it's the same idea.
Oh my God, what was he wearing?
A Mercer teen has died following a crash on October 8th, 2025. According to Mercer Borough Police Chief Department Chief Robert Davis, the crash happened on Wednesday around 9:45 p.m. Kyle was riding his bicycle, was wearing dark-colored clothing. After pulling out of a driveway and entering the roadway, he was struck by a van. Heights was then flown to the hospital for treatment but died of his injuries. According to Chief Davis, no charges have been filed.
Do you think he would have been better off if he'd dressed sluttier?
Yeah, if he wasn't such a whore, maybe I wouldn't have had to hit him with that van.
I mean, he was asking for it. I mean, I remember now that, I mean, you hearkened that, I remember reading a study of language in police reports about sexual assault, analyzing the same thing. I'll have to try to find it and send it your way for the show notes, but it was saying that, you know, the language in these news stories was using the passive voice and essentially giving license to those that perpetrate these crimes, and dehumanizing the victims of sexual assault. And it's the same thing on our roadways. And it's the same thing for folks who are just trying to get around their world without a motor vehicle. It's clear who the power structure favors. It's clear who is the rapist and who is the victim.
Oh, here we go. This is a good headline. These headlines are killing me, man. Huge tragedy. Cyclist community mourns. Calls for driver awareness after fatal crash. Three riders were hit, killing two after a dump truck crossed into the opposite lane and crashed. Crashed into what? The guys?
Can we increase driver awareness by dressing sluttier? Is that a good measure?
It should be, we can just limit car speed to 10 miles an hour.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen.
Like, if we can geo-reference the scooters, we can geo-reference the fats.
We can absolutely. We can limit
them to a fat-appropriate speed.
And we do it in our dense urban areas first, where it's sort of logical to do, where it will just cause, where there's already public transportation that's built, at least to some extent, and where it is possible to get around. I'm thinking about my neighborhood, where it is possible to get around on foot or on your bike if there weren't cars flying down Colorado Boulevard going fucking 60 miles an hour. Like, Denver is a grid. It's a connected grid. It's easy to get with, you know, anywhere you need to go. If we could limit car speeds within the city limits of Denver to 10 miles an hour, the people would adapt. It's a city that's by and large full of young people who claim to be outdoors lovers, and we will help our neighbors that need to adapt to maybe not using cars to get around as much. Like, we can help them, and we can start doing this in our urban areas where it's sort of logical and there are some support aspects. The level of density is supportive of removing the tool of the vehicle going 40 miles an hour, and infrastructure exists, the public transportation exists that can help people get around to get further distances. And then when we see the fact that when we do that, nobody dies, then the whole world can adopt the strategy. We just need a leader. We need a group of people. We need a city that's willing to take the risk and be the leader in this and say, fuck you to the fatties.
No, honestly, I think Austin could, man. We've got a lot of fucking shredded, smoking hot, walkers and bikers.
Y'all do, yeah.
You know? But we do have a lot of overweight swine drivers. In fact, our society is largely comprised of...
It's a pig-based economy.
Pig-based economy. Pig-based drunk driving economy. Gooner Army, rise up! Subterranean underground rat empire media coming to you straight from the Goon Cave. I'm Gooner McGoober. This is Gooner Wars. This is my Gimperoo Lucas Riley. Lucas...
We are the alt-goon movement.
We are hard R. Alt-goon movement. A 12-year-old boy, John Emmett Zodro, died after a car bicycle accident last week Wednesday in Green Lake. The headline on this one is Child Dies in Car Bicycle Accident. Child dies. Right? No one killed him. No one ever kills the child, despite all these children dying. Right? Child dies in accident. And I mean, here's the thing. You guys might like this detail. Green Lake County deputies of a motor vehicle 512 Hill Street in the city of Green Lake. Green Lake Police Chief said that Jean Woolley, 85, of Germantown, Wisconsin, had dropped off her husband at the library and was attempting to park in the angle parking along the north side of the street. The vehicle went over the curb at approximately 8 miles an hour, striking the child and trapping him underneath. There was nothing, the police chief said there was nothing he could charge Woolley with and that it was an accident. So, I mean, it's like, you know, of course an 85-year-old lady isn't trying to, like, kill a child. Like, of course, how are you going to be mad at her? And I think that's like a sincere response to 95% of these. And then maybe, well, fuck it. Let's even say that 10% of people like probably should have slowed down and then lie when the cop comes because like the person is turned into sausage and they're not going to say anything. You can just say like, oh, they jumped out in front of me, right? Who the fuck is going to tell anyone otherwise? But a lot of the time it's like this. A lot of the time, the people with the best of intentions turn children into meat because of these egregious failures in engineering and public investment. This is the dumbest possible system. And anyone who says that it's not is a piece of shit and a liar.
I'm going to Greeley. I'm going to see me one of them shows. I'm going to Greeley. I'm gonna see the dancers kick their legs. Splat!
I love that one. I remember when that came out. What was it, 1934?
That was 1933.
I remember 33. I was a young gooner.
Just waiting to see those ladies kick their legs. You used to have to go to the theater to see that. I think that's genuinely one reason why the theater has become, and this is offbeat, but the theater has, you know, lost its verve. Is like, the theater used to be the place to see risque things. The theater used to be like a birthplace for things that were sexy and things that were dangerous and outside the norm. And now we have like unlimited pornographic and deviant material at our fingertips all the time. And so the
did somebody say unlimited porn?
What's that?
Did someone say unlimited? Did I hear unlimited pornography?
I'll take two.
Sign me up. Where do I sign?
You're telling me I don't have to go to the theater and sit in that seat that's covered in splooge?
You're telling me I don't have to sit there with Pee Wee Herman and who was the other guy who got busted for?
John Kerry?
John Kerry did not get busted for, you know, doing the thing. I don't even feel like that should be against the rules.
Yeah, I mean, if you're doing it in a place where it's like agreed upon, I feel like there's like a social contract in those kinds of places.
Look, here's the thing. I love jerking off as much as the next guy, but I can't think of a place that I would less rather be than in a room where everyone is masturbating together, like at the big screen.
Well, I got bad news for you, buddy. That is what the internet is.
No, but we're not together. Like, the Gooners are hand in hand.
But we are. We are sharing
the streets. We're sharing the experience.
Yeah, what's different?
On Discord, I guess.
What's different, bro? I don't know. I think that they've addled our minds with these parasocial relationships. And I think that it's better when you have to go do it in person.
But that's what podcasting is, Lucas. We are parasocial. We're a para.
We're a para.
I'm just giving the bleep guy a job.
Yeah, it's true. Thanks, thanks, Trace.
Yeah, thanks, Trace.
I'm going to Greeley. I'm gonna kill a kid.
I'm going to Greeley. Look out if you're autistic. I'm going to Greeley.
No one's safe when I'm around.
No, I had a good bike ride today.
Hell yeah. I meant to, but I ended up getting caught up with work a little bit later than I wanted to, and I took a nap instead.
Dude, it's so easy to just like have a drink instead of work out.
It is, yeah. Yeah, I took a nap. I signed up for a basketball league coming up. I'm going to go be in a basketball league. So that'll get me out, meet people. The rec center is a couple miles from my house, so I'll get a good bike ride to get warmed up. And yeah, hit the courts. It's been a long time since I really like played a game. And it's been tough. I like go to the gym, bike up to the gym and try to like, I bring my basketball and it's just like, it's weird. It's weird. Our world's so weird. Everyone's got their headphones in. Everyone's in their own lane. It's a strange world. I miss
Fern Bluff, where everyone's just balling. Everyone's balling. Everyone's getting involved. Every idiot can run fives. It was good. It was a good time in our lives.
That was a wonderful time.
Just to think of how like unathletic some of us were, and how we all balled. We all balled as one at the Fern Bluff Park.
Except for fucking Garrett.
Who was there, a kid who got bullied?
Yeah, Drew. Drew always got bullied.
Yeah, bro. I feel bad. Drew Parker, if you're out there, we love you, bro.
Yeah.
Hope you're doing well.
Hope you're doing well. Sorry for not maybe standing up for you more.
Yeah, sorry for not probably having your back as often as we should have.
You were, to be fair, annoying.
You were super weird, but you were a good dude.
You were just a guy trying to have fun at the park like us, so... We live and we learn.
We're all weird, man.
We live and we learn. I did want to share one thing with the Gooner Army here, which is an interesting piece.
Gooners,
I stumbled upon this kind of niche in the internet, which is like trad femme anti-car content. And I have to recommend a creator called Diane Alisa. She was a guest on a podcast and I listened to it and she is speaking the truth, brother. She is a mother. She went to BYU. She lives in Utah and she wrote this book called A Love Letter to Suburbia, How to Restore the American Village. And it is a bit of a galaxy-brained document. I haven't read it in its entirety yet, but I've listened to her talk a lot, and I understand the basic contents of her philosophy here. And she's really advocating for a return to building a local economy where we... She's very, like, anti-Walmart is one of her big things. And it is just... It's resonating with me in such an interesting way, and it's so, like, in tone and in kind of source, like, different from where we're coming from this as two urban fellows. Some of it is a little, like, disjointed, in my opinion, and a little like, wait, but what do you mean? How are we going to make that happen? Like, the infrastructure is what it is. We can't just, you know, build everything, but we can, maybe. I don't know. It feels like a revolutionary document to me, and it's from a mom in Utah who sees anti-car infrastructure as being pro-family. Family-centric planning is what she describes this movement that she's trying to start, and I just think that we have a lot in common, and I'm going to be reaching out to her. Hopefully she'll come on the podcast. I really enjoy her perspective and her work.
Yeah, hopefully. Is she Mormon by chance?
I assume so. I don't really know.
So, like, do you think she's going to be cool with the whole Gooner Army thing?
You never know. We'll see if she prizes her family values above her revolutionary aims that she seems to espouse in her writing and public image.
Yeah, no. I mean, if she goons, she can come on. If she, especially if she's been hit by a car.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
First question. Ma'am, do you goon? Do you goon?
Hey, lady. Do you goon?
Hey, lady. Do you goon? My name is Gooner McGoober. I'm host of Gooner Wars.
We are an independent right-wing media empire coming to you from the Goon Cave. We represent gooners and lowlifes from all over these fine United States of America.
I think that what she's doing and what we're doing represent different ends of the right-wing spectrum.
I mean, I don't even think it's fundamentally left-wing to want bus stops and dumb shit. I don't know.
It's not. That's what I love about our podcast, is that this is a right-wing podcast.
Social services are, I guess you could say, left-wing. I don't know, man. Like, I don't even know if they are. Having a strong social safety net doesn't mean that people aren't accumulating, like, vast quantities of wealth.
Well, and I think, I mean, cars, public transportation gets a bad rap from a lot of conservative pundits in the United States media sphere, because it's like, I'm not going to rely on the government for me to get around, but you literally do. Like, that's what driving a car is. You rely on the government to keep gas prices low. You rely on the government to tax people at a rate that allows them to continue to invest massive amounts in roads. Like, it is relying on the government and relying on machines and relying on something that isn't yourself and your own hard work to operate a motor vehicle, especially in an urban space. The truly, like, conservative libertarian, like, sort of blend position on transportation is to avoid using a car if you live in a city. Like, why would you rely on something that is a tax on you that the government actively taxes when you could ride your bicycle? The bicycle is a conservative juggernaut, in my opinion.
No, it is truly a symbol of, like, economic liberation. I remember when I got fired from the Cajun restaurant, I just got on the bike and I started riding from place to place in the fucking Texas heat. And I would, like, stop somewhere and then I'd, like, wait until I wasn't sweaty anymore, and then I'd go, like, shake someone's hand and give them my resume and then on to the next place. But it was, like, the freedom of transportation that, like, got me back into the workforce, right? Like, right away. As long as I have my bike, they can't take, like, my access to, you know, they can't take away my access to economic opportunity.
Yeah, and if you become reliant,
I will always be able to pay my rent if I have my bike.
Right. And if you become reliant on a car, whether if it's truly a reliance or just a belief in your reliance on it, and they take that away, like, you're screwed, bro. And the government can do whatever they want to you. They've made that abundantly clear. Buy a bicycle, go get a secondhand bicycle, tune it up, and be ready.
Yeah, be ready for the fascist pig government to start emailing your wife.
Brother,
don't email my wife, IRS, CIA,
NAACP.
Get your fingers out of my boy pussy. Get your fingers out of my boy pussy, IRS.
Waiter.
Yes, ma'am?
Waiter, do you have the pig's feet on special today?
Yes, today is Thursday, and we do have the pig's feet. Would you like a small or a large order?
I would like 2 feet. And could you send me a picture first?
A picture
my
of...
My gay son is requesting feet pics.
Oh, yeah, I can do that. Yeah, sure. Ooh. I actually, I've got a photo here on my phone. I can show you kind of what the pig's feet look like when they're getting prepared back there. I took a photo last week. Let me scroll through. Here you go. Is this what you're looking for, young sir?
Yes. That is correct. Send me that picture and the pig's feet right away. And waiter.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I have a margarita?
Yeah, of course. Would you like salt on the rim or a tahini?
I would like salt. And is it frozen or is it on the rocks?
It will be on the rocks and shaken as prepared by the bartender.
Do you have a frozen margarita?
Unfortunately, we don't. We don't have any frozen margs.
Do you know where I can get a frozen margarita?
Around here, yeah, maybe down the road. I think there's a Chewy's that has frozen margs.
Could you go get me a frozen margarita from the Chewy's?
Sure. Yeah, why not? Anything for the customer, right?
Anything for the customer. Keep that boy pussy tight for me, waiter.
Sounds good. I'll do anything for the customer.
And hurry up with that margarita.
And he exits the restaurant, and he goes, and he's going to do this absurd task for the customer, and he gets crossing the road to get over to Chewy's. Some idiot is not paying attention and creams him in the middle of the road and ends his life.
Oh, my God. Waiter. Waiter. No, waiter.
Where did my waiter go? It's been hours.
My waiter never returned. I'm out of water.
I'm
my gay
so sorry,
son
ma'am.
Is out of vermouth.
Yes,
and my
yes,
dog hasn't any gluten-free gumbo.
Yes, ma'am. I'm so sorry. I'll get on that as quickly as possible. We've had a tragic incident here
I'm
at the restaurant.
I'm creaming in my jeans for some gluten-free gumbo. Could you bring it? Bring
yes.
me another waiter. And make
yes.
it tight. Make him the tightest little twink you've ever seen.
Very well. We are dealing with a tragedy here, so we appreciate your patience. We'll make it happen as soon as possible.
What's going on? What's going on? What happened to my waiter?
He was unfortunately killed by a driver outside.
What do you mean? You mean he died in a bicycle accident?
No, he was crossing the road to try to serve you to make a better tip and, you know, provide a living for himself, and he was murdered by someone who wasn't paying attention.
Well, I could give him a tip. Maybe don't die in the road.
Very well, ma'am. I'll bring the gluten-free gumbo right away.
Thank you. I'm very hungry. And my gay dog is emaciated and anemic at this point.
I'm emaciated.
I'm boy pussy.
I'm going to Greeley.
No, man, if you're a 13-year-old and you're riding a bike, you better watch the fuck out, because we're coming for you. We're putting you on the death map. Look out.
Yeah, to any children listening to the podcast, just turn it off. Come back in a couple of years. And be safe out there. Be careful. This has been another installment of Are You Into Bus Stuff, the only comedy podcast about dying in traffic. I'm your auntie, Lucas Riley, and this is Big Daddy, Ben Carnero. We're very grateful to have you here. You can find us at roadway.report, where you can listen to the podcast, shop on the merch store, donate to what we do. You can find us on Patreon, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you get your podcasts. Thank you so much for being here. I love you.
My son, my beautiful son. My son, my
sweet autistic son.
Where did she go?
We're gonna miss you.
Why did you kill her?
How could you do such a thing?
Toyota Prius. Where did you go? I want to hold you, cherish the moments. I want to love you, my beautiful son. My son, my beautiful son, I love you. Where did you go? My son, my beautiful son. Why did they take you from me? Gunnar Army, thanks for coming. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this interactive podcasting experience. I'm Gunnar McGoober. This is Gunnar Wars. And I'm grateful for every moment I've got with you. You sick sons of bitches. Signing out.
Ta-ta for now.
Hit me with your car. Go on and hit me with your car. Hit me with your car. And drive away. Hit me with your car. Go on and hit me with your car. Hit me with your car and drive away. Hit me with your car. Go on and hit me with your car. Hit me with your car and drive away. Hit me with your car. Go on and hit me with your car. Hit me with your car and drive away. Hit me with your car, baby.